when Simon Shin Chav Dalid, we're up to Siv Dalid, we'll be doing from Dalid through Ches. Koshin Shishibolin, Shekoshin Bishnaim or Begimel Makomas. The Kash, this is the straw that they end up making, they make bundles and they tie them up. Mutar Lahatirin Kadesha Tochol Men HaBehema. The halachi is that you are allowed to untie them so that your animal can eat. Hagavi Hashomad Loshari Lahatir Rakba Keshashenang Shal Kayama. There are more holes that even if it's that it's only mutter untie if it's not a kesher shel kayama, but a kesher shel kayama even if it's made of straw, the halacha would be asur untie. I will also l'shavshet b'hem b'yodayim k'derek she'osim ba'ochle b'hema k'dei shu nochen li'ochlam. Whereas you cannot go ahead and break it up in your hands to make it more appetizing. The rule is that ashvuye ochel, making food edible for an animal on Shabbos is mutter because it's a responsibility. Whereas, and we'll see, it's talking about your own animal. Whereas, making food more appetizing for an animal is a tirchi yaseira, and Chazal were not matter it. To go ahead and make it into food for an animal when it wasn't, that you're allowed to. Whereas, to go ahead and make it more appetizing, that you couldn't do. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas if anyone really argues with this Ramah. Lamaisa, Reb Kiveger brings someone who says that the Rambam is cholik. Sifei, Eitzim shekotzom in a ilan v'yesh machil nosol behema b'odam lachim. There are those people who chop down, they take little wood off the tree and they feed it to animals when the wood is still rather moist. So the halachi is matirin u'mefas b'sim behem. You're allowed to untie them and you're actually allowed to rub them. Lachilam she'enim ruim below shifshuf. These are already not edible since it's mama, it's twigs. They're only edible if you actually rub them. Now, why is it that they have to be moist? Otherwise, it'll be muktzah. It's really meant for firewood. Sivav mechatchim dluim lifnei behema. You're allowed to cut up the pumpkins in front of the behema. Vushen nitlishu me esmal. As long as it was cut from yesterday. This must be talking about pumpkins that are hard, that are not roy without being cut up. Mishnah Berurah here says cutting them up very finely is going to be usur anyway because of tochen, unless it's just before achil, if it's somewhat lesuda. Siv zayin, mechatchim nevela lefnei aklavim. You're allowed to cut up nevela in front of the dogs. Afil nisnabla hayom, even if it became nevela today. Bein shoyis mesukenes, bein shoyis abriya. Even if the animal was not expected to die, it was a healthy animal. Vahani milib nevela hakosha, sheyef shalem laachla belochaticha. That's only talking about nevela that is tough, that they couldn't eat without it. Whereas if they didn't need it cut up in order to eat it, so you're not supposed to cut it up. You're not allowed to go and be matriach yourself, to go exert yourself on Shabbos to make the animal food taste better. Now, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that's really talking about raw meat that's not nevela. Whereas nevela itself is really roi l'achila for klavim. They can eat it if it's not dak-dak. If you choose to cut it up dak-dak, then we wouldn't consider it tochen. Because we said that in a non-gedulei karka, where you're only over is if you're making it edible. Sifches. You're not allowed to cut shachas, which is a kind of it's tvua that is cut, the grain that's cut early. The charuvim lifnei abehema. The Mishnah Berurah points out that once again, if you make it very thin, it's going to be usur. So ein chotchin shachas v'charuvin or karav lifnei behema bein daka bein gasa mishum debelo chitoch nami chaz la'achila. Even a behema daka, even a goat, well, even a lamb could eat it, and therefore you're being matriach yourself on Shabbos shalol letzorach because it already was edible.